What's up, podcast land? What's up? It's your boy Itchy Itch
and 50 Sticks, BB.
Itchy Itch and 50 Sticks. We're doing this new podcast. We kind of collaborated on it. We're going to call it Goldfish in the Attic. Tell me what you think. Leave likes, comments. Keep it clean.
Definitely keep it clean. Or you could do it a little bit dirty because I got a dirty mind and everything, but...
Dirty minds, we all got explicit content. We like it. We like it rough. We like it raw.
That's what she said.
I heard her say it.
No. But you were telling me about some facts on the safest places to live in America. Yeah, and the most dangerous.
Well, I was kind of studying up on trying to find some content, man. Because sometimes it's really hard to find content podcast sometimes. Keep my audience entertained, you know, I'm not offending nobody. It's really hard sometimes. I say a given good podcast for an hour, I spend about 4 hours of research.
That's good though. At least like people are learning something, you know, they're going to take something away from it. I think we kind of hit on it on our first pilot podcast.
Yeah, man, try to keep it like, excuse me, want to entertain and educate. I want to sound like a fucking 40-year-old science teacher at the same time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But, you got, like, I couldn't take all of them out, but I know the richest state, if you're living in Maryland.
Maryland.
D.C. helps it out. Which then you got, like, one of the most dangerous places is Baltimore. That's kind of crazy.
Baltimore. Okay, so I know I have a really good friend, E. Fucking, he lives in Maryland. He's a gourmet weed chef. Lives in Maryland doing what he dreams about. That man loves weed, man. But, yeah, you got the White House there. You got some monuments and whatnot. And then in Baltimore, the only thing I know about the Baltimore is Ravens.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens.
They're known for a good, about once a day, good old drive-by shooting.
You know, I thought, like, thinking about it, like, I thought Chicago would be one.
You think it would be, man? It wasn't even on the list, though.
Like, Chicago, Detroit.
You know? Yeah, but Detroit was on the list. Number one was Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington. See, Delaware. I would never think these motherfucking things. Does it have to do with, like, drug-related crimes, you think?
I would think so, being that, you know, that's one of the harbor states right down the coast. I think a lot of it's overpopulated in Delaware, man. It's just like one of the smallest states in the country. I think it's like second or third.
That's, now I might sound stupid right now, but that's up north, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't like the cost of living higher up north?
Yeah, I think New England, well, New England is the richest region.
Well, the cost of living, dude, you gotta think, man, if there's, like, overpopulating, you know, the area, and then, like, the cost of living's too high for, you know, people to live, of course, like, when everything goes to shit, they're gonna, you know, resort to crime. I mean, not everybody, but...
You know, yeah, well, Detroit, they took a big hit, man, well, you know, with the automotive industry. It took a big hit, and their crime rate went really way up. They had a big fall, man. They used to be, like, one of the major manufacturers. And, they just really gone to shit. Like, the crimes went up with that. I think the same with Chicago industries and stuff like
that. Chirac.
Chirac.
Yeah, dude. But can't walk down the street, man. No, but, yeah, man. Fucking, Also, I like how we had decided that we're going to do this collaboration on the podcast. Man, I know you got your own podcast, you know, Itchy and Lala.
Yeah, you got yours, 50 Sticks, 2 Cents.
No, 50 Sticks, 2 Cents with 50 Sticks was just, you know, like I said, it was a pilot. I just wanted to see how it would go. And that was just my name, you know. We never named, I didn't have a name originally for the podcast. You know, you're the one who came up with fucking Goldfish in the Attic, and it stuck, bro. That's dope.
Yeah, man, that come from prison. We all of us had orange jumpsuits and wow.
Okay, we have a small little someone's messaging me. God damn. Anyway, go on. It was popular about prison,
man.
Right?
Popular man. Yeah, we all had jumpsuits and look up at the mirror with guards can see us disobeying the law. And I said, hey, we all like goldfish in the bowl. And there was an upper part where cells were, and there was a lower part. Lower part was called the basement. Upper part was called the attic. So I said, hey, goldfish in the attic.
That's, and it stuck. Rings like a bell. Looks cool, man. Sounds cool. Even the picture you found for the art. Our
oh,
podcast
man, I love
art.
Adventure.
Yeah, I kind of was leaning towards the other one.
Yeah, either way, they both look cool.
Yeah, but either way. Yeah, man. Oh, so, dude, I'm thinking about moving to Brunswick, of all places. I don't know how that would work out. It's close to the beach. I love the beach.
Yeah, they're banging with the economy, too, man. It should be loads of jobs. Loads of, should meet some cool people. Yeah. Yeah, near the beach, man. Yeah, booming. Something always going on in Brunswick, man.
Yeah, dude, but, I mean, I'm kind of trying to get away from the, you know, just because I'm falling back doesn't mean I'm falling off, you feel me? But I'm trying to fall back away from things, you know, stop circulating, take myself out of circulation, some would say, you know,
well, you
for
said,
a little bit, dude.
You talk one time about moving to Ohio, right?
Oh, Ohio. Yeah, dude, not necessarily. I don't know. I have family, like half my family from my mom's side is definitely in Ohio. But I don't know, you know. My grandma's actually talking about moving to Ohio recently. That's where her plot is. And, you know, when she gets buried, she's going to be buried in Ohio.
Ohio is a really nice place, man. I got some, I think the worst cities is Cleveland. Cincinnati is a good place. But Ohio is like a place where you can leave the city and be right in a farm town.
That's where my family lives. Right in, like, they live in cornfields, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy, dude. When I was growing up as a kid, I remember playing at, like, these corn silos, and there'd be giant piles of corn kernels and shit. Mm-hmm. But, I think it's around Arcanum.
Arcanum, yeah. That's around Akron. I know Canton, known for the Hall of Fame football.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just thinking, man, like, I was thinking about, okay, there's a lot of projects that me and you have, you know,
yeah.
You have your own projects, you have a shit ton of them, I have a lot of projects, and I have a shit ton of them, and I was just thinking recently, you know, next year is going to be year 2020. That's perfect vision, bro. Perfect vision. You know what I'm saying? So I've been trying to scratch all the bad ideas and list all the good ideas, get myself ready for perfect vision next year. Resolution is to have perfect vision. Even though I don't have perfect vision, I need to wear glasses. But, yeah, I believe in that. And I'm more of a structure of what we're going to do because, like, you know, some projects, it's like, I don't want to, I think about it, and I don't work on them enough, and if I don't do that, like, I just need to figure out where to draw the line, dude, and just, you know, scrap it, dude, stop worrying about it, you know, either that, or if it's a good idea, pass it to someone in our circle that sits at the table with us,
yeah,
and let them work on it, you know, like, I don't know, dude.
I was listening to one of many podcasts the other day. The guy, you heard of Jocko Willink?
No.
He was, I think he's like a retired drill sergeant. Anyway, he's very active with the vets and U.S. military of all branches. He was saying that one of the best things for mental health patients, mental health issues is setting goals.
Setting goals, yeah.
Setting goals, achieving.
Well, I mean, I do know. I could hit on mental health a lot because I grew up with that, you know, my mother was a bipolar schizophrenic. she's still bipolar schizophrenic, obviously, but I grew up with that and having to kind of figure things out, like, and see crazy things happen. And I don't know, it was all odd to me, so I got used to it really, but I definitely am empathetic, or I know how people feel that have to deal with mental illness. You know, luckily I didn't get that from my mom, but I definitely got depression issues from my dad. Definitely, dude.
Well, I think everybody has some sort of depression form, I would say. I mean, you can't speak for everybody. I would hope not, but I mean, I think or some point in their life to have some kind of mental breakdown or, go through some kind of dark depression.
Yeah, dude. That's weird, man. But back to structure and projects and different projects. Like, do you want to hit on any like projects you're working on other than this, our podcast?
Actually starting, well, I'm in the process of starting a cleaning business, me and Lala, Busy Bee Cleaning Company.
Which, by the way, shout out to Lala.
Yeah, Lala, doing the thing with me on other podcasts, trying to get this, cleaning business started up. Call us for a free estimate, 762-245-1287, can't reach us there, 762-223-9501. Or it is busybeelauragray@gmail.com, Busy Bee Cleaning Company at Facebook.
Oh yeah, dude. So like, speak a little bit more on it. Like, what kind of like cleaning is, like house cleaning or what?
Mainly we can do a little bit of office. We
I used to do that, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, we've done a couple of move in, move out, but really we can
Yeah,
do
that'd be
anything.
cool.
Organize the attic, a basement, get all your goldfish out the attic or in the attic.
Nah, dude, definitely keep one or two in the attic, bro. For sure. But that's cool that you have like you got your own business cards for that too. I've actually tried to pass out some to people, but I have like an idea for a business myself, honestly. It's nowhere near, I don't have my own business cards like you, and I've probably done a couple, projects and jobs, for your business that you're trying to get off the ground. But my business idea would be another, if we have any more, in Augusta, Georgia, is a mobile detailing, car detailing business, and I was gonna name it Noble Mobile, for my last name.
Oh, yeah,
It kind of
man.
rings, dude,
Yeah, if you think about it, man, I know, because a lot of people are probably in big demand for that, because, like, yes, rich people, especially, like, those big golfers around Augusta, some people want their cars detailed. They don't want to move it. Vintage Bentley might scratch it.
Well, see, that would be, I definitely am a, not necessarily, I would call myself a professional car detailer, but I definitely have the most experience in anything is detailing cars, man. But I wouldn't, I'd be so scared to touch a fucking vintage Bentley or Jag, what I'm saying, and like scratch it. Like, you gotta have like all brand new rags, no dirt. Imagine like taking a rag and hand washing it, and there was a little bit of dirt on the fucking rag,
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
scratch it up.
oh dude, like I have swirl marks all over the fucking car, bro.
Yeah, I done a couple summer jobs there when I was in school, man. So it was some like old redneck dude, but I mean, he was pretty cool. But we did this, we watched this one guy had a Maserati, and every time I go to clean it, he'd keep a $20 bill up under the
To see if you'd fucking
yeah,
take
up under the
it,
mat. And same
dude.
$20 bill every time. Like, damn, man, I'm not gonna fall
Yeah.
for it.
Yeah, dude. It's not, yeah, they just want to see if, they could trust you and whatnot. But the idea of what I kind of wanted to do, it's definitely, I've outlined it and, got some lists together of how I want to do it and what to do. which I do have connections in some of the car lot, some detailers at the car lot. You know, they're still working at car lots right now. You know, they're hooked up with chemicals and supplies and whatnot. So I'd be able to definitely, benefit from that, hopefully. But my idea was just riding up and down Washington Road, maybe starting at the beginning of Washington Road, riding all the way down it, and hitting all these businesses.
Oh
You
yeah,
know what I'm
man.
saying? Like restaurants or whatever, that the managers are there every fucking day. And I could come to your business, and set it up to where like one day a week I might have one or two, if I'm lucky, three cars to do one day a week, and have a black book of the names, addresses and whatnot. And I have to get a lot of like things like prices, together because I don't wanna, I want to, obviously be the cheapest, so everybody would contact me first, but I don't want to shoot myself in the foot. You know what I'm saying? Because you can make a lot of money on, like, even your business can make a lot of money, cleaning, dude.
Yeah, well, the main thing about it is you don't necessarily want to be the cheapest. I mean, people got to understand you got to be doing a business. You're not just working to buy lunch, you know?
That's true. But, like, I do know that people make a lot of money on detailing cars too, though,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
like some of those detail jobs I remember being in the hundreds of dollars.
I mean, take like mine's house cleaning business, which is more towards the I'd say the woman of the house, but
Yeah, so well, you'd be leaning towards more landscaping, right?
yeah, but I mean that'd be like outside, and that's usually mainly more the women too in the yard, but I say like as opposed to mobile detailing, that'd be like the man's his prized
Yeah,
possession, you
dude.
know what I'm
And I
saying?
wouldn't, if I did say I did get this business start up and running, dude, I would have one other person that worked with me,
Yeah.
and I would be doing the work all myself, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter how big it got, if it eventually got big, and got a brand name, got another trucks, and got a team set up, I think I still would work, but I wouldn't want to employ people. I don't think I'd rather just kind of keep it to like down to like one or two people.
Right, yeah, you don't get too heavy, too many employees, and you gotta worry about OSHA, and you got all this.
Yeah, dude, you know what I'm saying? You're right, dude. And then if they work, I'm pretty sure here, if they you have to work 40 hours, I think, to be able to get company insurance or insurance through the company. The company has to provide insurance for you if you work 40 hours plus. So, I mean, if they work, a full-time job for me, I don't know how all that shit works, man.
Also, it's like a certain amount of things, like over 10 or more employees, you got to sign up federally, where you are shit wise, so you have to wear like safety glasses. Could you imagine being out there with a damn hard hat detailing
Yeah,
car?
dude. Hell no, bro. Like, you're right, dude. That's why I would just, do it all myself, And every day I'd have my own schedule pretty much, and I'd have a business phone where people, would call me and everything like that. I guess, yeah, the point, the moral of this, or I guess you'd say the topic of this podcast should be business,
Yeah.
business proposals, business ideas. If you're looking for this specific type of business, like cleaning or detailing, definitely try to contact one of us,
Oh yeah, definitely. You got your number on there, 56.
Oh, I do not have a number, phone number, because I just got this phone and I do not know it off the top of my head.
Time to hit you up on the book.
But the book, bro, yeah, I mean, that's how a lot of people contact me these days. It's through Messenger,
Oh
they
yeah, man.
message me,
Everybody uses Messenger. I don't even think anybody actually use like the feed of Facebook as much as
Oh, hell no, dude.
Messenger.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a good way. I mean, well, my Facebook is kind of private. You know how there's some people that have, over 1,000 friends. Probably doesn't
Yeah.
even know half of them.
Oh
You know what I'm
yeah, just
saying?
hitting the fine chicks and go down
Oh my gosh.
boom,
You know what I'm
boom,
saying? Like,
boom.
I've got, yeah, my Facebook's more private. Like, I have 260 something friends and I know every single one of them. You know what I'm saying? I've chilled with them, each and one of them,
Dude, I wonder if Tom's like, Tom, remember Tom from MySpace?
Oh yeah,
I wonder if he can be your friend on Facebook.
dude, that would be like a
That's
big insult, bro. That's funny as shit.
MySpace, like, it completely like failed, didn't it?
I don't know. I
What?
think that MySpace still might be around, believe it or
I
not,
think
dude.
it's something for, like, music. Oh, that
It
sounds
has
so
more music, dude. That was the coolest thing about it, though.
good.
You could have a profile song, bro, and that shit played when you
Yeah, like
hit
your theme song when your
it, dude.
page come up.
That was cool, dude. I just remembered that, dude. I haven't been on MySpace in so long, dude.
Man, it's like, oh, it's almost 20 years, if you
There was
think
more.
about it.
You could like customize it a little bit more and better than a
Yeah,
Facebook page,
your
though.
page, you can have like videos on your page even.
Yeah, like you could have like it was a more, but it was had to deal with like coding or whatever, copy and pasting this and that,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it was kind of complicated. I don't think I could do it now. I haven't done that in a long time. Everything's just kind of set up on Facebook for you.
Oh yeah, it's a lot more. It's
But back
man.
to that, I guess, yeah, it would be the best option to contact me, 50 Sticks, on Facebook. I go by Tristan X Nobles and Augusta, Georgia. That's it. Misfits. You feel me?
Speaking of Misfits, man.
Damn. We didn't sound like I didn't sound too professional, dude. Like I gotta like think about these things a little bit more.
Oh, you
I
hit
guess
me up on
okay,
that.
my email. Yeah, you could contact me on my email at FSWACO, that is FSWAYCO at gmail.com.
Like wacko without the K.
Yeah, I'm FSWACO. Which I got that name Waco. No, not from Texas or whatever, but
Waco Massacre.
yeah, dude. But I spliced the names Lil Wayne and Kurt Cobain together and made Waco. Those are two of my influences in music, on the rock side and the rap side. So I just made Waco, Wayne and Cobain together. Either
Wayne
way,
Cobain.
yeah, Waco. It sounds cool.
So how about Rob Zombie's Man Part 3 in the trilogy?
Oh shit.
If you haven't seen it, man, I download this on the Showbox app. This is the greatest
Which
project.
shout out to Showbox, by the way.
Yes, so and Rob Zombie films, man. Three from Hell. It was amazing,
Three
man.
from Hell, dude. Don't do any spoilers, but I've been like 50-50 on Rob Zombie movies, Like, so is this one really worth it, bro?
This is like 150 if you're 50-50, man.
Really, it's like definitely worth it.
It's better than, I think, we said take a thousand corpse. It was so, those rejects was pretty good. This one is amazing, man.
So House of a Thousand Corpses, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Then it was Devil's Rejects.
This
And
is
then
part
it,
three.
and this is part three. And you highly suggest seeing this movie.
Oh yeah, definitely.
For real. So it does it follow in the kind of storyline or
Oh yeah,
whatnot?
it's like, well, no spoilers, but it's just if you've seen the first two, it'll fall right in.
What about the Joker? You mentioned the Joker.
The Joker,
I
I
heard
was
some good
actually.
reviews on it. I heard it was like, chilling, like bone chilling, like dark. It was really good, like.
It was good, man. I guess it was like for me the visual part of it because it was bootleg.
Yeah.
But I mean, story plot was good. I guess I was just trying to. I watched it right after Three from Hell, so I guess it was trying. I was trying to make it live up to the Rob Zombie, and I guess it was hyped up too much. But I mean, it was okay. It was good. Joaquin Phoenix really, he does a
Yeah,
great part.
I heard, I haven't seen either one of those movies. I really need to start watching movies more. It's just us, I stopped, I used to be into that, me and my ex-fiance, ex-girlfriend, whatever you want to name, we used to go to movies almost every day, dude. We'd go see a movie every day, but I stopped doing that, and it's kind of weird. I don't know, there's philosophy behind going and seeing a movie by yourself. I've always wanted to do that, so I might do that. I'm like, you know.
Oh man, I've also seen some tricks, like 10 tricks they would get you at the theater, man. They actually put the popcorn up to the vent so it comes through and you smell it, which makes you want to buy it more. They got a
5 minute warning.
5 minutes. Anyway, yeah, I'll fill you in some more on them. Maybe next podcast sometime. Got more time about secrets they don't want you know at the theater.
Ooh, teaser. Teaser. That's a teaser for our next podcast. Secrets that they don't want you to know at the theater. That's good. That's a good. Yeah, that's good, man. Also, with the teaser, you know, I want to mention that we might have some, you know, guests, you know, guest speakers on here. Might
yeah,
have a.
Yes, get Lala in here.
Lala, definitely. I got Kobe. Kobe Cheese coming in. Kobe I got Cheese. NSG Rambo, part of the No Sleep Gang.
Rambo, nice
you know,
guy.
And many more. You know, you know. I mean, we'll hear what they have to say for definite.
Yeah, man, the podcast world's really coming up, man. We like to talk to people that's not necessarily collaborating, but see what they're doing with it. You know, kind of mix it up.
Yeah, dude. Definitely. By the way, Itchy, I'm definitely glad we decided on this collaboration. You know,
oh, yeah,
we need to, you know.
We're just getting started, man. We're going to crank it up, though, man.
We got to, man. I think it's interesting, man. I think it's fun. It's something fun to do. By the way, you know, I don't think we're getting any money. I mean, it's possible to get money from this on this app that we're using, but I do want to give a shout out to Anchor.
Anchor.fm.
Yeah, Anchor. You know, you can make your own podcast. You could make, you know, how-to podcasts. You know, I guess just ours really doesn't have necessarily. We might have a topic that we might hit on for a little bit, but, you know, I guess mainly it's just thought-provoking conversation.
Well,
you know, good listening.
If I enjoy doing it, man, if I got paid, I don't know if I would start. I know I wouldn't start doing it just because of the money, because I love to do it. But would I put in as much effort as in, like?
I feel like if you got paid, you'd put in, you know, buy better equipment and try to take it a little bit serious. Not as a full time job, but definitely as like side, like
yeah,
for like free time work, you know.
But I'd always want to do my miscellaneous. Sometimes I want to get in and just, you know, just talk.
Miscellaneous, 100%. Wait, I think our next one's going to be miscellaneous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're just going to get in here and just let flow, man. Just start talking. No structure at all.
Yeah, zero structure, miscellaneous, 2 cents conversation, spitballing bullshit, back and forth without babble.
Chewing the fat.
Yes, chewing the fat, as he would say. We got our 2 minute warning right now. You know, I'm trying to keep these podcasts about 30 minutes long, you know. I know our listeners, you know, have shit to do, you know, and don't necessarily want to listen to something that has no purpose, but, you know. Well, I have a little bit of structure.
We'll try to entertain you, so anything we leave out.
That is mainly it. I know your old project you mentioned in our first podcast, or pilot podcast, was, you know, your podcast was originally named Not For Your Entertainment, but this is for your entertainment. We want to entertain.
We want you to laugh a lot and laugh aloud.
Yes. You know. The hard part about it is trying to be funny without being funny, because I'm not funny. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not funny. I'm
I might
comical.
Be, yeah, I might be funny looking, dude, but.
Nah, man, we're just comical dudes. We're just two laughable dudes.
Yeah, dude, we might need to look in to how we could get our own radio
laughing
station.
Gas.
Laughing gas in a radio station. We'll leak laughing gas. In our radio station.
A radio station called Laughing
Gas. Yeah, dude, for real. But, to sum up the whole thing, you know, for our outro, definitely, you know, follow us at Goldfish in the Attic. You know, that's our podcast name, you know.
Also, It's Lala. It's Lala. And follow us on Facebook at It's Lala.
Yes, and it's 50 Sticks with my 2 cents and, Itchy, Got anything to say?
Well, that's pretty much it, man. Hope you all enjoy it today, man. It's our second collab. Try to bring y'all many more. And we appreciate y'all listening. Leave likes and comments. Keep it clean. Please keep it respectful.
Weeze out. Peace.